eight races at Moe, as I mentioned, and we're honouring the, or working with the local communities down there. A number of cup races named after the local towns around the Moe township. And Paul Graham from Moe talks us to talk about the track conditions and what to expect at Moe today. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How are we going this morning?
Very well, thank you. And how's things at Moe?
Yeah, very good, very good. Racing on a good track today. Penetrometer of 5.03. Rails in the true. So that's going back into the true after being at 5.2 last meeting. Weather's going to be okay. I think we're looking at around about 30 degrees. A little bit of fog this morning. That's just starting to lift. So at this stage, it looks like we're in for a great day for the local cups meeting.
With that warm day forecast, do you think there's any opportunity that the track might firm up and we might get a change to that rating during the day?
Look, we tend to race pretty true all the way through. So I'd imagine we'll probably stick to the good four for the whole day.
What have you got in terms of facilities for patrons heading on course today?
Oh, look, we've got all types of things on today. We've got a local market up and running. We've got kids' activities, Kelly Sports, petting zoos, you name it, we've just about got it today. The umbrellas are out, and it's just going to be one of those cracking days for the community, I think.
That's great, because there's a number of representatives from my part of the world, Vermont, heading down there today with Real Gent running, and they're expecting a high standard of hospitality.
Yeah, oh, they'll certainly get it. We always put on a good show.
Good day at Moe. Thanks for joining us, Paul. We've got a good rated track with the rail in the true position and warm weather forecast.
You beauty. Thanks, guys.
Dino, Moe, with that track rating and the rail in that position, have you got an overall view of how you see the track playing?
Yeah, Moe's one of my favourite betting tracks, and the races seem to be always fairly truly run. Rail back in the true. You can make the looping run and win there, but it's certainly no disadvantage on pace. So no, looks not a bad meeting.
We kick off with a race over 1,100 metres for the three-year-old fillies in maiden grade. 9 starters, no scratchings. Tab.com.au markets at the moment have Miss Matriarch favoured at $3.10, $4.60 for Von Raja, Queen's Authority at $4.80, $5 for Hello Sweetheart. Shut the front gate at $5.50 and then into double figures for Elegant Tycoon, Dean. So the market's saying it's a pretty even race. The first, how do you see it?
Yeah, it's a competitive maiden. I thought that Hello Sweetheart might be the starting point in the race. Was a little bit outgraded beyond Tropezina down the straight, freshened up. The run at Cranbourne behind Rear Line, that was didn't have the best of runs there, but ran well, and I thought it looked pretty well placed here. Queen's Authority, the run at the creek was quite sound. It will be competitive here. 3, Von Raja is also coming through that Stony Creek race, has got some hope. And maybe 9, Shut the Front Gate, whose first two runs were terrific and then totally outgraded behind Multajar at Moonee Valley. But first up run was even at Bendigo, and we fitter for that run. 4, 7, 3, and 9.
4, 7, 3, 9 from Dean. Brendan, how do you see the first?
3, 4, 7, and 1 for me. Going with Von Raja off that run at Stony Creek. I thought she was solid enough there. She was a little wayward in the early part of the straight. Hopefully the winkers can straighten her out to beat Hello Sweetheart. Just wasn't up to it at Flemington. She probably shouldn't nearly be a maiden after that run at Cranbourne 2 starts ago. Then 7, Queen's Authority through the same race as Von Raja at Stony Creek. And I thought a linker trialled up okay, 3, 4, 7, 1. But Shut the Front Gate on the board, Moe's massive bets were placed there, and she just failed. She was about 50 to 1 down to about 4s, I think, from memory.
She was, yeah.
3, 4, 7, and 1 from Brendan, otherwise known as Delano in the first. Race 2 is a maiden over 1,200 metres. We take out numbers 1, 2, and a couple of emergencies don't get a run in numbers 17 and 18. Another fairly competitive market. $4.20, the favourite at this stage. Lady Loft, Written on Rock at $4.60. Scotch O'Clock at 5 o'clock. Good morning to you, Maddie Hill. Sea Flash, $5. And Sexy Pins, $5.50. And Loveology, $9 in single figures there, Brendan. How do you see it?
I'm with 11 Sea Flash here. Very good at start number 2 there at Stony Creek. It's generally a tough 1,100 at Stony Creek, so if they're getting to the line okay, you think they're going to be nice and fit for next time around. She was another one that was a little bit wayward in the straight. The winkers go on here, first time for Ken Fife. I think it'd probably be the first of a double for him today. Has to overcome the wide gate, but I think C-Flash can win. And beat number 9, which is Lady Loft. Had a nice jump out on speed. Another one that has the poor gate to overcome. First up for Julia Sandu. Then 12, Written on Rocks, was a big closer at Colac last week on the quick backup. Then Scotch O'Clock, 11, 9, 12 and 5 in the second.
How do you see the second, Dean?
Yeah, I think they're the four chances. I'm pretty keen on Lady Loft. I love that jump out recently at Cranbourne and rode the speed, and it just was really good. Ran time too. Showed ability last time in with Mike Moroney, and I think he's got a very good chance of winning first up. Sea Flash is certainly the danger. The run at Stony Creek, excellent. Written on Rock. Closed well last week. Was a really good run. Gets T.O. Nugent here with the claim, and Scotch O'Clock next best. So certainly agree they're the four chances. I'm just going with Lady Loft. 9, 11, 12 and 5.
9, 11, 12 and 5 from Dean. And those numbers, certainly the key numbers for Brendan in the second race at Maui. Race 3, a maiden over 1,600 metres. We scratch number 3, tab.com.au. Market has Yulong Tavion as favourite here. Resuming. Ahead of Too Much Lip, but Yulong Tavion, marginal odds on $1.95, $4.40 for Too Much Lip, the same price for No New Tricks, $5 for Pembroke Isle, and then into double figures the rest. So marginally odds on for Yulong Tavion in the third, Dean. How do you see it?
Yeah, certainly well enough found. Debut run to his stablemate, Sanrima Tide, you know, who's now a city winner and city performer, is a very good form reference. He'll want every bit of this trip, and he'll be better over further again, but moderate opposition might see him get home. I think Yulong Tavion to beat Pembroke Isle on the home track. Ran well first up at a big price behind Gold Spark. It was a terrific run, really. Next best, number 7, No New Tricks, who ran well first up, and 6, Too Much Lip behind them. But I think Yulong Tavion the one to beat, but well enough found in the market. 8-10-7-6.
8-10-7-6 from Dino. Brendan, gee, I'm feeling old when I see a horse like Prize Lad in the field.
Yes.
I remember a horse with a baldy face bowling around Moonee Valley in particular in the 70s.
I wouldn't have seen him go around, Warren.
So. No, we'll have a chat about that off air, Warren. We'll remember Prize Lad.
Same top four here. I'm happy to steer away from the favourite first up off a break. I'm going to go with No New Tricks here, number 7. Thought it was a really good effort, fresh at the mile. Pakenham has the good draw. I think he can be strong late. To beat number 10, Pembroke Isle, wasn't helped with the start there at Sale first up over the 1,400. Got a long way back, but found the line strongly. Then Yulong Tavion, if he's right and ready to go, he's going to be hard to beat, but I think he's getting into a short enough quote. And then Too Much Lip, who was good on speed at its first try at 1,600 metres last time out at Pakenham. 7, 10, 8 and 6 for me in the third.
And those numbers also the numbers to work around with Dino, who went 8, 10, 7 and 6 in race 3. Race 4 at Maui today, over 2,050 metres, a grand handicap exempt race at benchmark 64 level. We take out number 10, and the market has got Stormy Shore, $3.60 favourite, Farisha at $4.60. Mr Charisma, who's managed to win a couple recently at $5.50, $6.50 for 8 times a lady, $7.50 for Brutus Rex. Houston Street, I think it's pronounced, is in the market at $8 and $8.50 for Bawley. So a number of horses in the market, Brendan, but you might have already played your hand by saying you think Kenny Fife can train a double today.
Yeah, the best of Stormy Shore, I think she wins this. She's had 4 tries at the track, has won a couple of occasions and a second. She's not beaten far by Teodora and Lamborghini in much stronger races than this. She led them up at Sandown. She didn't go overly quick there, and she was just okay. The run before that at Sale, she's got form around horses like Come On Carl, Tranquil Miss as well. So the best of her, I think she'll take a power of beating here. Stormy Shore to beat 8 times a lady, comes back in great. First try at the 2,000 metres, well, the extended 2,000 metres. I thought she grounded out well enough in a solid race there at Sale behind Kate Richard last time out. That was the Come On Carl Tranquil Miss race I was alluding to there. Through the form of Stormy Shore, but I thought her run last time was good enough. Then 9, Mr Charisma. He's on the quick backup from winning at Stony Creek on Wednesday, but his last 2 wins have been really good, and Martin Seidel seems to have clicked nicely with this galloper. And then 2, Farisha, 4, 3, 9 and 2.
How do you see this race, Dean?
Yeah, we're in step with the 4 numbers in each race. So the only thing Stormy Shore's got to do is just hold her form. She had those couple of really hard runs at Caulfield, then she won at Sale, and again didn't have the best of luck last start. I think if she gets reasonable luck here and those runs haven't knocked her around too much, she should just beat these. Farisha's a horse that's bit hard to catch, but his last two runs have been really good, and he's going to be competitive again. Mr. Charisma on the backup, as Brendan mentioned, Martin Seidel seems to really get the best out of this horse, and eight times a lady next best. But I think long as Stormy Shore turns up in the same order she's been in, she'll beat these 4, 2, 9, and 3.
Same numbers to work around, 4, 2, 9, and 3, and both Brendan and Dino with Stormy Shore on top, and pretty confident that if she holds her form, she'll be hard to beat in race 4 at Moree today. Race 5's also a benchmark 64. It's over 1,100 metres. First leg of the quaddie at Moree this afternoon. We scratch number 10. The market's got the John Salonitri Train proudest moment favourite at $3.20. Camilla Lucinda challenging for that position at $3.40. Dr. Kodo at $6.50. $8 for Ultra Smart and double figures. The rest, Dino, how do we kick off the first leg of the quaddie?
I'm a bit of a fan of Dr. Kodo. I think he's a horse that 1100 is absolutely his right trip. He's won here at Moree using his speed, and I think Jason Maskell rides him aggressively, puts him in the race, and gee, I think he'll take a bit of running down. Camilla Lucinda's going well, last start winner. Proudest moment, a last start winner, is there with a chance, and so is Classy Rebel, who's a winner here at Moree. But, yeah, I just think he's over the odds there, Dr. Kodo, in a competitive race, but I think he's got a great chance. 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Your thoughts on the first leg of the quaddie, Brendan?
First four, but I think Camilla Lucinda might be able to just get a nice tuck in behind, a nice speed here from Dr. Kodo, proudest moment. Classy Rebel won't be that far away from gate number 3. I think Camilla Lucinda can hold up with the claim. Go on and make it back-to-back wins after a good win there at Wodonga last time out. For Dr. Kodo, as Dean mentioned, race as well here around the circuit. Has a good record at the trip and was only picked up late there at Sale last time out. Proudest moment. Won well at Hamilton after having Little Piece on the speed, and then Classy Rebel has a good record here at Moree. 3, 4, 2, and 1 in the first leg of the quaddie.
Numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4 figuring prominently in the first leg of the quaddie for the selections for Brendan and Dino at Moree this afternoon. 1,000 metres at benchmark 58 level for race 6, the second leg of the quaddie. We scratch numbers 2 and 12. And Elsvin, number 3, is favourite at $3 at $4.20 for Admiral Michelle. For Musa at $5, $5.50 for Preemptive, $6.50 for Stanborough, and double figures. Any horses better than that? And Stanborough heading underpass, heading that at $10. Brendan, how do we take the second leg of the quaddie?
I think Elvin's going to be mighty hard to beat. Has a good fresh record. Worked home well in a jump out under his own steam at Cranbourne on Mondays. Won and placed in both of his fresh runs. Hasn't won for a while, but first up, I think he can go on and score today to beat Preemptive. He's placed in his last three. Like to see him ridden off the speed like he was last time there at Yarra Valley. He can race on the speed as well, but I thought he finished off really well there at Yarra Valley last time. Admiral Michelle, I'm going to put in for third, was an okay effort at Werribee, and Smooth Truth first up for the new stable, former New South Wales galloper, thought a jump out at Sale was okay. 3, 7, 8, and 9 in the sixth.
You have been trawling the jump out sites coming up with jump outs at Sale. Dino, how do you see the second leg of the quaddie?
I'm going with Elsman also. I think he's well placed. Just does need another win, but the good draw has swayed me from Famusa, who's first up, looks well placed in this grade, very consistent last time in. 8 Admiral Michelle was quite good first up, fitter for that run, and I put Preemptive in for fourth. He just doesn't win enough for mine, but 1 from 43, that's fair stat. But he can.
That's not a lot.
He can get into the placings on his home track because he does know how to do that. 3, 4, 8, and 7.
3, 4, 8, 7 from Dean. 3, 7, 8, 9 from Brendan. Race 6 at Moree. Race 7 over the 1,600 metres at benchmark 64 level. We head down in the weights, or down in the numbers, Saddlecloth to Light Parade, the favourite. Number 11 at $3, $5 for Royal Zephyr, Slick Back at $5.50. Real Gent, good luck to the Vermont boys there, racing with Rupert Lee at $6, Sarkozy at $9, and double figures. The rest, Dean, how do we tackle Race 7?
Yeah, I might be going off one run too early, but I'm a bit of a fan of Slick Back. He ran well enough first up behind Black Bliss. That's very good form for a race like this. His win at Mowi was at 2,050 metres, so that's why I'm saying he might need one more. But hoping for a fairly generous speed with a horse like Real Gent in the race, and thinking that he's got a good chance slick back. Royal Zephyr's really going well this preparation, flowed into the race to win here, two starts back beating Lakeside Oval, and then ran well at Ararat last start, had the right run, but still ran well, drops in weight for that run. 11 Light Parade was just an outstanding ride by Damien Oliver to win at Caulfield, beating Asira. That form's quite sound, and then totally unsuited in a slowly run race and pulled up with the thumps at Sandown, so that's a forgivable run. And 7 Sarkozy next best, 9, 8, 11, 7.
What are your thoughts here, Brendan?
I'm going to go with Real Gent number 4. I thought it was a good effort on the speed at Cranbourne last time, was only picked up late, got a little bit keen through the middle stages, but should be fit out here, having another trot, well, going to the 1600 from the 1500 to beat Light Parade. A good win at Caulfield, as Dean mentioned, then had the thumps last time out. 8 Royal Zephyr covered plenty of ground in its last couple of runs. Won here well two starts ago, and then 9 slick back, 4, 11, 8, and 9 in the second last.
4, 11, 8, and 9 scratchings out of race 7, numbers 3, 6, and 12. We wind up the program at Mowi over 1200 metres, benchmark 58 level. 17 acceptors, but we scratch numbers 10, 14 and 17, and the market's got number 4, Juliet, favourite in an even race and an open race at $4.60, $5 for Full Forward, $5.50 for Under God's Sky, $6.50 for Troubleshot, $7 for Chilaro, $8.50 for Judah, and then into double figures, and a number of horses under $20, or a couple of them there, Brendan. It looks a tough or an even finish. How do you see it?
Happy to back a Judah each way here, number 7. Just got tired when fresh up for the new stable there for Mitch Friedman. Think it'll be fitter for that run. Is a second up winner to beat number 2, Troubleshot. Placed in both runs here at Mowi. The run here 2 back was okay. Got a little bit keen at Pakenham last time out. Full Forward had the month between runs into the Stony Creek win off a drop in distance there. Had a sharp drop of 400 metres, but was too good there at Stony Creek. And then 4 Juliet has a good record at the trip and placed in its last couple. So 7 each way ahead of 2, 1 and 4 in the last.
Bring us home, Dean.
I thought that Jude had a good each way chance too at the $8.50. The run first up was in a pretty high pressure race, so it would be fitter. I think it's got a good chance. Full Forward is racing well. Looks as though it gets a pretty cheap run. Gillette is there with a chance off past two runs have been reasonable placings. And Under God Sky's having a really good preparation. He's getting into the veteran category, and he's had a lot of racing. But this campaign, he's been really solid. Put him in next best. 7-1, 4-6.
Dino, we'll get you to wrap up the day first with a best value, a quaddie, and a play of the day.
The best for me, Warren, is Lady Loft for me, and that is race 2, number 9. The best value is race 5, number 4, Dr. Kodo. The quaddy, first leg 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, second leg 3, 4, 8, third leg 7, 8, 9, 11, come home on 1, 4, 6, and 7. I'm going to have a parlay 2, 3, they're all for the win. Race 2, number 9, Lady Loft, race 4, number 4, Stormy Shore, and race 5, number 4, Dr. Kodo.
Great work today, Dean. Unfortunately for you, because you tipped a $17 winner yesterday in Thundercloud, and Ray Huxley's just out of play this weekend, you've got to hang around and preview the Werribee meeting, because people want $17 winners there also later this afternoon, and Brendan will run through that meeting with you shortly. But thanks for all your help this morning, and I'm sure there's plenty of winners there at Mowi.
Terrific. Thanks, Warren.
Brendan, how do you summarise the day at Mowi?
Going head-to-head with Dino with my best, race 2, number 11, C Flash. The value, race 8, is a Judah, and maybe for a play, see Flash the win into a Judah each way in an all up for the quaddy. First leg 1, 2, 3, and 4. Second leg 3, 7, 8. Third leg 4, 8, 9, 11. And that will bring it home 1, 2, 4, 6, and 7.
Once again, Brendan, it's great to have you as a regular part of our Correct Weight panel on a Sunday morning.